You're listening to DraftKings Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Poppy, do you know what we're talking about today?
Yeah, you're talking about one of my favorite characters.
I told my father before he came in here, Jessica, and it's one of the weirdest things. I've been wanting this to happen for weeks around here because I don't understand why Jessica likes a 1970s.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
When did you watch Columbo, Poppy?
Was in the 70s, I guess 71, 72, something like that.
Well, Poppy, I don't know if you know this, but Columbo's having a major resurgence right now with Gen Z. Gen Z found Columbo during the COVID-19 pandemic, binge-watched all of the Columbo episodes. There's now a kind of pseudo-Columbo spinoff on Peacock, and Columbo is back, and everyone is talking about Columbo. So Dan wanted us to talk about Columbo because I talk about Columbo on this show, and I get made fun of a lot.
No, but that's a good character. Columbo is an excellent character.
Well, but do you know what Gen Z is?
I have no idea, but that's okay.
Do you know the young people who are addicted to TikTok?
Oh, yeah. The young people who are addicted to
TikTok. Do you know what TikTok is?
TikTok.
Mm. Do you know what TikTok is?
It's a social media, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's
more than Bill Belichick would say. Anyway, so I wanted to talk to you about Columbo and ask you why you connect with Columbo, what you like about him.
Oh, I love Columbo because he was dumb as a fox, you know?
Fox is the word.
Fox that's he's right, using, that's yes. Right.
We'll bleep it just in case.
I follow his personal life more than his character. You know that when he was a kid, he used to play Little League, and he had a glass eye. You know that?
Yes, Peter Falk has a glass eye.
He had a glass eye, yeah. And he was called out in one of the bases by the ump, and he reached out to his glass eye, pull it out, give it to the ump, and says, here, you need this more than I do.
That can't be true.
I'm telling you.
I believe it. He's a legend. Well, Poppy, when I was younger, my parents told me that he had a glass eye. So I would watch Columbo with my parents and my grandparents, and I'd always try to figure out which eye it was.
I think that was the left eye, if I'm not mistaken.
Like our left, his right, I want to say.
I thought it was the left side, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but regardless, he only had one eye, but he was a great detective, right?
Oh, yeah, he was the best.
Do you have a favorite episode of Columbo or a favorite guest
star? Well, I don't remember
star?
The episodes per se, but I remember his famous phrase. You know what was his famous phrase?
Just one more thing.
One more thing. Oh, just look, one more thing.
Just one more thing. That was his trick at the end,
that's right?
Right. But he looked like a bit of a fool.
Oh
correct?
Yeah, he looked. Yeah, and all the criminals, they thought that he was dumb. He make fun of him, but he had them pegged from the very beginning, from the get go.
Poppy, there's always a moment in Columbo where, so you see who the killer is in the first act, right? They show you who the killer is. So there's no guessing who did it. But there's always a moment where the audience realizes that Columbo knows who it is.
Yeah.
And then they spend the rest of the episode trying to figure out, like the audience is trying to figure out how he is going to nab them, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Do you have any memories of like Columbo guest stars that you like? Because he always got the most famous.
Oh, he had big cameos.
How
was it? One of them was Robert Culp.
Oh, he was in a couple. So he was
Yeah, he
one,
was in it. Yeah.
There's one. Right now. He plays an owner of a sports team. And if anyone is listening and you like sports, start out with this episode because Robert Culp, the way he gets away with it, he has the radio call of the football game playing, and he goes to a payphone to make a call, so it sounds like he's in his office, and that's his alibi, but he was actually committing the murder somewhere else the entire time.
Look at how delighted my father is right now.
I've never seen him this engaged in anything, not even like hating LeBron. He has Peter Falk facts
Jessica has
proved to be true.
Jessica has the ability to bring out the best version of my delighted father talking about 70s detectives.
So there's also,
baseball umpire thing is true, and also he would use it as a tactic to unsettle people that he would play pool against. He would hit the back of his head, his eye would pop out, and then he would bank in his shot.
A legend. So, Poppy, the other thing that Columbo always did, right, was he'd get really into whatever the subject matter was of that episode. So he'd get like really obsessed with a certain thing to try to nab the killer. So there's one episode where did you see the Johnny Cash episode, Swan
Johnny
Song?
Johnny Cash. I think that I saw it, yeah, but I'm not sure.
He got really into Johnny Cash's music and got really into like fabric and creating, making parachutes because he was trying to figure out how Johnny Cash did it. And so every episode you kind of learn something about, you know, whatever the killer, what their profession was, what their hobby was, and that was how Columbo get really into one thing, and that's how he'd nab him. There was another episode with Jack Cassidy.
You're too young to use the
great
phrase
Santini.
Nab.
Do you remember the Great Santini episode?
The Great Santini, vaguely.
Okay, so Jack Cassidy.
I think my father's lying there.
I think, you call my bluff.
He's not lying. I'll
repeat
jog his
what
memory.
You said,
Jack Cassidy was a magician. Do you remember that?
I'm not sure, but that's okay.
His story's falling apart. He doesn't remember individual episodes. It was too long ago, Jessica. You watched them recently. He was
Man,
watching.
I gotta go back into Peacock.
Why is it for you?
How do you know a streaming service?
I don't think I just guess is Peacock on?
She learned.
I only get a couple of them. I picked one, and that was the winner.
It's also on Amazon Prime.
Oh, by the way, you know what was the name of his dog?
Dog.
Dog, you got it right.
The name of his dog was Dog?
Dog, what's up?
Look how excited he
is. He had a dog named Dog. It was a bloodhound, right? Or a basset hound.
You know what was his favorite food?
Cigars?
No, food. His favorite food.
Ice cream.
No.
What? Who's
chili con carne.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The bowl of chili. You know that. I got you there.
You got me with that one. He was always munching on a cigar.
I think he just one more thing to you.
He ran up the score. You know nothing about Columbia. You tried to trick me with the Great Santini, but did you know he ate from bowls of chili?
You know that he had, he had two daughters, right?
Vaguely. You never see his wife.
You're learning
one of them. You know what one of them is doing?
No.
He's a PI in L.A.
Wait, are we talking about Peter Falk or
That's
Columbo?
Right. That's right.
His actual daughters?
Yeah.
How do you know so much trivia about Peter Falk?
I didn't know that.
I follow Columbo all the way to the grave.
Poppy, you would love the Columbo File blog. I don't know who writes this blog, but he ranks all the episodes. I think it's a he, and reviews them and talks about everything.
It'd be great if Poppy's behind the blog.
He might be, honestly. There's also another fun fact. There's a statue of Columbo in Budapest.
Nah.
Yes.
Is that right, Budapest?
Now I got you.
I gotta pay a visit to Budapest just to look at the statue.
Change religions.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.